Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jeff Jeronic, talking wildfire relief in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, May 18th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, then the video auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,500 head of cattle to be offered, including 6,600 yearling steers, 5,100 yearling heifers, 5,800 weaned calves, 8,200 calves on cows, and 1,100 head of breeding stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, you can always go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. Also want to remind you, the spring horse auction of Superior Livestock coming up on June 10th. The consignment deadline for that horse auction is the 19th of May. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. The wildfires of early March burned hundreds of thousands of acres in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and a few acres in Colorado as well. On the Oklahoma side of the border, over 320,000 acres burning, primarily in Harper, Woodward, and Beaver counties. Jeff Jeronic with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation offers an update of how the help has come in for those ranchers impacted.
Of course, the first immediate needs were hay and feed. We've gotten those dispersed. We've had a lot of fencing supplies come in. We've distributed about 40 miles to over 80 different individual producers. That's about $125,000 worth of supplies right there, not including the hay and feed. But we've gotten about $1.2 million worth of funds that have came into the foundation that we're working on trying to get distributed as well.
You've actually gone through the process. You've had the applications turned in, and you're pretty close to distributing some money.
You bet. We've got a committee that's going to be meeting here in the middle of May, and they're going to look at those applications. We've gotten about 150 of those in, so it's quite a bit to sort through, but they're going to do their best to get through those and distribute those funds as equitably as possible based off of need.
You were telling me that you're continuing to coordinate with our friends at KLA from Texas, even from Colorado, as they try to help, and a lot of funds have come in from national sources back down to the individual states.
You bet. And everybody's really willing to work together on this. You know, we have producers that live very close to state lines when you get up there in northwestern Oklahoma. And so maybe we have a producer that lives in Kansas, but most of his operation is in Oklahoma. Well, he's eligible for our funds. And so we want to share that information with KLA. We want to share it with Texas, all the parties that have funds to distribute.
Between the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation, Kansas Livestock Foundation, and some of the other groups helping ranchers in these states, several million dollars have been raised. The ranchers have also been applying for and hoping eventually get some money from Uncle Sam.
Probably the biggest concern up there that I hear is producers are wondering when they're going to get those dollars. As we all know, lots of times with the federal government, it takes a long time to get those dollars. And especially in regards to fencing, it's on a cost recovery basis. So the producers have to be out the money. They've got to have a good banker that they can work with to get those funds, put in the fence, and then apply for the cost share on those fences. So that's where it's great being with the foundation. We can step in, you know, here within 90 days of the fire. We can get producers some funds that they can go ahead and get some fences rebuilt. You know, the grass is greening up. Those cows need to be turned back out onto those pastures. And so we want to provide them the means to do that. But morale is very good. We've been getting good rains. And producers are just very thankful and very grateful for all the outpouring of support that has come in from across the nation, and for the work that our organization is doing up there.
Jeff Jeronic of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.